Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You gotta have a good finishing move in wrestling. If you don't, fans get mad, and more importantly, come up with one people love and you can build your entire career around it, and why the hell not keep it simple, stupid? There's plenty of these around today, but some do ignore that last bit. Instead of being straightforward, they have been born out of some serious thinking. I'm Simon from What Culture, please do smash that subscribe button, and this is 10 Secret Genius Details Behind Wrestling Finishes. Number 10, Kenny Omega's One Winged Angel. Aside from being one hell of a move, Kenny Omega basically just drops people right on their head. It's how this came together which will put a smile on your face, especially if you're a video game nerd like me. Absolutely drowning in mentions to Final Fantasy, including representing the One Wing of Sephiroth as Omega sets his move up with one hand, it's how wrestlers also use this to their advantage that has made it so good. Knowing that if Kenny hits this, that's probably the end, unless your name is Kota Ibushi, we have seen plenty of performers shine rather than be finished off. Jon Moxley went nuts with his fist when he was perched on Omega's shoulders, Pac hit the most ludicrous reverse ever, and Okada waved his magic wand and did things that only Okada can do. The way we build to this rocks too, as Omega has to apply this from behind. He works over his opponent's back and neck, so when it's time, up they go. So serious thought has gone into this, and it looks like it can kill you. Number 9, Kazuchika Okada's Rainmaker. One of the reasons why Omega vs. Okada got the love it did is why they both kick off this list. They put a lot of thought into every single detail, including their ending move. It's ridiculous to begin with that the multiple-time IWGP champion got a short arm clothesline over how he did anyway, but it's the smaller touches that make it, namely the setup when Okada hurls his rival backwards while maintaining control of his wrist before he whams his forearm into their head. Now, for one, it creates momentum, allowing it to be more devastating, but throughout the years, as before, it allows whoever he's facing to have some fun with it to create drama. The last second ducks are made powering through and reversing with a V-trigger, Jay White just sitting down. These aren't happy accidents. It's all been worked out and allowed to blossom so fans can react as intended. Even when it seems like Okada is done, there's always that seed of doubt. Never forget how important that 1% is. It's what keeps you invested. Number 8, JBL's Clothesline from Hell. Yep, that's right. We now have two lariats on this list, which goes to show you don't need an over-the-top move. You just gotta sell whatever you decide to go with. And whereas Okada wanted his foes to have a chance to reverse their doom, JBL was the exact opposite. If you got hit with this, that was that, you are dead. A large reason for this was because of how stiff it was. Some of them over the years were truly horrific, and while we can debate the morality of that, in terms of seeing someone smashed by it, it works. There's no way anyone's going to kick out of one of these. It would be stupid. More crucially, it was absolutely a move that helped him get over with fans. While his attitude is rightly debated these days, crowds still love this kind of stuff. It's why hardcore matches will always get a reaction. Deep down, we're sick puppies. It also allowed Bradshaw to make this jump to become a main event level heel after he had sorted out the rest of his presentation. And there's a chance without that, none of this actually happens. Number 7, Chris Jericho's Judas Effect. As silly as it was, Chris Jericho was not seen as super top tier by WWE. He was a star, no doubt, but others there were viewed above him, and a big part of that was down to the fact that years prior in his career, he had been a cruiserweight. You know how that goes in Vince McMahon's world. So when he joined AEW, you knew something was going to change because Jericho was the master of reinvention, and my word, did he get it right. And it's not like he did away with any of his old arsenal, far from it. But to ensure he finally got his due as a main event dude with no strings attached, he brawled the shit out of his opponents and introduced the Judas Effect, a rough-looking back elbow right to the jaw. At first, it seemed a bit pedestrian simply because Le Champion's other moves were so spectacular, but damn it, he was on it again. Not only could it be hit from anywhere, but it tied into the fighting world and how it's changed given the rise of MMA. Look how AEW treated this too. He won the flipping world championship with it, for goodness sake, and that was not a happy accident. He planned this, and he still does hurricanranas off the top rope. The guy is 50, crazy. Number 6, Adam Cole's last shot. You want to know why Adam Cole never made it to the WWE main roster, or at least according to the road dog Jesse James? He was too small. Sheesh. Felt like we moved away from that, but apparently not. But hey, it is what it is. Adam Cole must have heeded these words, though, as he looked at the situation, decided he could still be an aggressive Mother Hubbard, and began to knee people in the back of the head. Yeah, that'll do it. It tied into his overall persona, too, because if you see him in the real world or on Twitch, he may be the nicest man ever. There was an award he'd be nominated for it, and that comes across naturally as well. So if you're doing a tremendous job as an asshole heel and want to have a full stop, you start trying to break people's skulls. You gotta figure this was part of the plan, because the Panama Sunrise is far more designed to get a positive reaction, whereas the last shot is just dirty. It has been effective for all of this too over the years, which is yet more evidence that Adam is one of the best wrestlers of the modern era. Almost like he has come up with some serious depth to everything that he does. Number 5, Cody Rhodes' crossroads. There are a lot of variations of this in wrestling at the moment. Cody's, Bray Wyatt was doing it, Damian Priest is doing it. They all have their own twists and unique elements, but Rhodes has something extra in his back pocket that has made his pure fire. And I am talking about his face. While this spinning face buster doesn't really have the out-of-nowhere magic we all hope for, we kind of go the other way with this one because the setup is where Cody gets the thing over. Just go and watch 99% of occasion he hits it. He grabs his opponent's head, stares right into the camera, does some sort of emotional roar, and then breaks somebody's head. It's great. This goes all the way back to when he did it on Seth Rollins to save his WWE job. And it's also why Vince McMahon decided to cover his face with paint was an interesting choice. And don't get me wrong, it was these kind of expressions that helped Stardust work, but still, I think the former has more power. You couldn't do this though if you didn't have that split second before you hit the go button. And I think it's pretty cool. Number 4, Kenta Kobashi's burning hammer. I mean, good grief. If you've never seen this, go and change that right now, because honestly, find a more terrifying move than this. It doesn't exist, and for good reason. There was a point to its devastating nature though, and that was, nobody ever kicked out of it, and I mean ever. It's not like Kobashi did it in every match as he would save it for his most feared rivals, but that just added to the allure. When he did pull it off, the crowds lost it, because they all knew. The truth is, too, if anybody had got out of this, it would have been ridiculous, because Kenta just dropped his opponents right on their noggins. It sent shivers up your spine, and while others today claim to do burning hammers, no, they don't. They do the safe version, which, by the way, I'm not against. It is far, far smarter. Even Kenta switched later on in his career due to how risky it was, but man, I tell ya, if you want to believe the magic of wrestling, right here. Number 3, Stone Cold Stunner. Is this the best finishing move ever? Potentially. It is likely the most popular as schoolyards across the world in the late 90s saw kids try to bust out a quick stunner as if this was perfectly normal. I remember agreeing to take one just to get a reaction from the other children. This is weird. It also had an awesome setup in the sense it was just a kick to the gut, and fans became so conditioned as to what to expect, you would get two pops. One for the boot and another for the move itself. This was genius. It also had a touch of the Rainmaker about it, as other wrestlers would sometimes use the 1 second gap to reverse the thing, but it always came back around and always got the same amount of noise. There's plenty of reasons why Steve Austin became the star he did, but one of those is definitely the stunner. You're not even allowed to debate it. You ain't selling truckloads of t-shirts with the $1 million dream. Number 2, Bryan Danielson's label lock. Is Bryan Danielson the best wrestler in the world right now? More than likely. He's at least in the conversation, which is still ridiculous, and the fact he's now allowed to shout about this in AEW rocks. For years he had to be the classic underdog, now he wants to kick people's flubbing head in. And a huge reason he wants to do this is because of how he finishes matches. He's not just booting you in the skull because he can. Bryan's finish is the label lock, where he grabs your head and tries to rip it off your neck. Think of that, the guy is nuts. No matter what the match too, Danielson always tries to weaken these areas, which is another reason why he's so good. He thinks of everything, including surprising ways to transition into it. I can't think of many people who have out-of-nowhere submissions, but this is certainly one. You've also got that running knee, which ties into all of the above. What a flipping legend this guy is. Number 1, Toshiaki Kawada's Ganzo Bomb. My word, this is nuts. If danger and fear are essential tools in wrestling in order to get you to suspend your disbelief, then Kawada's Ganzo Bomb is right up there. I've seen this many times, and on each occasion I think I have a meltdown. It is scary. The trick, I suppose, is exactly that. It's meant to look out of control and unwieldy, and almost like a mistake has been made. I mean, Kawada was just hoisting fools up in the air and dumping them headfirst on the canvas. I'm sweating right now just thinking about it. If you do look a little closer, however, you can see there's an extra trick to it. Just before somebody gets murdered, they would grab Kawada's calves and push off his knees to try and save themselves. Does not mean it's still not crazy dangerous, because it is, but there was a lot of thought behind it. With all that said, if somebody busted in here right now and said, "Simon, you gotta take this move," would I do it? Absolutely not. I don't want to die.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.